James Renner, head football coach at Linn Tech, is joining us here on MSO News Sports in our fall football coverage. And Coach Renner, welcome. Congratulations on win number one Saturday against Malden.
Yeah, it was a great football game. You know, big shout out to Malden High School. The coach, you know, worked really well with the kids as far as adjusting because of the thunder and lightning that was happening on Saturday. Class, when we were playing the overtime game, and we had to wait till 9 o'clock to play our first game. So it wasn't an easy thing.
You were able to stay awake okay, Coach?
Oh, I mean, I was on adrenaline, so there was nothing taking me down. I just wanted to keep the kids occupied and keep them busy. You know, it's a long time to wait for a game, especially throughout the week of practice and the heat and all that stuff. So it was important just to keep them focused on what needed to be done.
Yeah, I don't want to belabor that, but you know, you are right, though. I mean, it's one thing to wait till 7 o'clock at night for a night game, but it's another thing to keep pushing it back and so on. You know, sometimes I like those 11 o'clock in the morning games. You know what I'm saying? Maybe that makes some sense, you know?
Well, especially when it comes down to scouting and getting information out to other teams and having a chance to break down film. I mean, it was a short week for us, you know. We got done with our game Saturday night at 11:40. You know, we got back to our school, had to get everyone out. I mean, I didn't get home until roughly around 12:30, 1 o'clock.
So yeah.
It was a long, long day for all of us. And then you have a quick turnover on Sunday and went back to the grind on Monday today.
Well, drop a name or two and associate a performance or two with that from your team, your players in that game Saturday against Malden.
Well, you know, I think offensively, you know, we had a couple of big plays that were called back because of penalties. But Ethan Prune really stood out for us, really big. He made a really big catch on a screen play, brought it all the way down to the 17-yard line. We were able to attempt a field goal before halftime. I mean, we weren't successful with it because our holder was not able to play in the game, but it was a good opportunity for us to at least try to break stride. It was only 7-0 at halftime. And then in the third quarter, you know, he made some really big plays. He got a pass interference call on the goal line, and he got a 2-point conversion. He just stepped up really big for us when we needed big plays to be made. And I'm really proud of him because he said, "Coach, you know, I'm feeling it tonight. You know, let me be that guy." Because we have a couple guys who can take the ball. You know, we have a couple home run hitters, but Ethan really showed his poise and he showed his grit on Saturday night against Malden, which was a very physical game. It was a very physical game Saturday night against Malden.
So that last touchdown that broke the 14-all tie, how late in the game was that touchdown scored?
That touchdown was scored in the fourth quarter on the second-to-last drive that Malden had possession of the ball. Because we had just scored the tying touchdown, the 2-point conversion, the drive beforehand, and when Malden got the ball, they were trying to drive down, and our cornerback made a good tip, and the guy who was behind him made a good play on the ball and brought it back to the house. And then Malden got one more possession, and that was the end of the game. They turned it over again with an interception the last drive they had too.
I gotcha. Okay. What about it's in a game like that, your defense has to step up in a game like that. So can you single out a defensive player or two or a player or two?
Yeah, I mean, you know, a big shout out to my defensive coordinator, Marcus Taylor, for a great scheme. I mean, we had a good night of defense. We had two interceptions, one return for a touchdown, but it was really big because we had no penalties on defense, and that's huge for us. But we had some really good standout players. Our defensive nose guard, Alvaro, he played really, really tough for us inside the trenches. And I think Cesar Reyes had a good night of tackling also, too. I think he had a couple of TFLs in the backfield. But, you know, big shout-out to Angel Gonzalez, who made the interception and returned it back for a touchdown, and to Jadiel Ortega, who made the second interception to kind of close the deal out when they were trying to drive down the score. You know, we were losing that game. We were behind, you know. We were down 14-0, and I guess the way we worked these kids, I think it paid off. Because we came back in the end of the third quarter and the fourth quarter, you know. They say the game's not over until all the zeros are up on the scoreboard. And I think it's a testament to what we do with the staff. We ran the daylights out of our guys. We said we're not going to be a team that's not in shape in the fourth quarter, you know. And that paid dividends for us in the fourth quarter because our guys were running like it was the first quarter.
No, exactly. And you noted earlier the classical game went into overtime, and so that whole philosophy important for any time you face overtime these days as well. So, Coach, now it's on to Chelsea Friday night. What can you tell me about that matchup? I saw where Chelsea lost to Saugus to open up the season.
Yeah, I mean, we've played Chelsea in the past. We stopped playing them for the last 3 years due to the fact that they made a transition out of the CAC, and I think they transitioned to the GBL. But we've always competed against Chelsea, and I thought it was a good game to get back. My athletic director thought it was a good game to have back. Rachel and Miss Lampert over at Chelsea, who's the athletic director, they talk a lot, and I think they just wanted to kind of bring back the battle between Chelsea and Linn Tech. Hopefully it would bring up some good vibes. I mean, Coach Serrato was a head coach at Chelsea. You know, my first teaching job was in Chelsea. So it's kind of a little omen that when we play Chelsea, it's kind of like a personal thing when you go up against them. But, you know, they had a tough game versus Saugus on Friday. Saugus came out, you know, they were blazing first quarter of the game. And, you know, I don't take anything away from Chelsea. They're still a tough team. They're still an upper division team for us, and we're going to treat them like they're the Super Bowl team. You know, we're not taking anything off. We're not taking anything lightly. Everything we do this week, we're going to prepare like they are the best football team we've ever seen.
It all makes sense. Coach Runner, anything else you want to share with us about Linn Tech football here as you get ready for week two?
Just really proud of my kids. You know, we made some adjustments and some changes this week heading into the game versus Malden that I think were beneficial, and we're going to make adjustments this week also too to prepare for Chelsea. But I'm really proud of my kids, and I'm proud of everyone that came out Saturday night because it was a late game, you know what I mean? And when we scored that winning touchdown, that crowd was erupting. It was unreal how loud it was. And I'm just really proud to be involved with the city of Lynn and what we do here with our kids, because it was a game changer, you know what I mean? Whenever you have an interception that changes the game and you're able to win a game by on defense, it changes the momentum of the team. And I'm just really glad to be a part of it, and looking forward to doing a little bit more against Chelsea and just staying on the path. That's all. Staying focused and staying on the path.
Well, James, keep up your great work there at Linn Tech, and we will be checking it back again soon, I hope.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much, Bill. And as always, keep doing what you're doing for the North Shore, brother.
Thank you. James Runner, head football coach at Linn Tech, here on MSONewsSports.com.